Are you ready?
It's a rainy day in Old Saybrook, but that doesn't dampen spirits at this ribbon cutting. This is the new guest house for the Saybrook Point Inn and Spa, the first expansion of the property in its 25-year history, and three generations of the owners, the Tagliatella family, are here to throw open the doors.
Okay, welcome. Come on in.
Come on in.
Now called Three Stories, this house is directly across the road from the main inn, and it's more than 100 years old. Inside, Candace Engdahl shows off the old-world charm of the restored property.
All these railings are the original. They maintained all the original railings. The ones going up to the third floor are like a spiral. It's really gorgeous. And this is a common area on the lower level.
It may feel historic, but in fact, the house was in such bad shape when the inn acquired it, it had to be almost completely gutted during the restoration. Owner Stephen Tagliatella says he embarked on the project as a labor of love.
This is my neighborhood. I live across the street, and for many years I've walked by this beautiful Italianate that was falling down. It's built in 1892. And over time, as I walked across the street, and there was an older woman by the name of Mrs. Clark that lived here, and I'd greet her every morning and give her a wave and a hello, and she'd wave back to me. And as you start thinking about what's going to happen to this building.
It's taken 3 years and $2 million to make over this ornate property into a pricey 8-bedroom guest house. Overnight stays begin at $349. Each of the rooms is named for a prominent figure in Old Saybrook's past or present. Catherine Hepburn's mother, Catherine Houghton Hepburn, is honoured, as is the original builder of the house, train engineer William Vars. And here, pharmacist Anna Louise James.
Miss James had a pharmacy. She was the first Afro-American pharmacist, I believe, in the state of Connecticut, and she had a pharmacy and soda fountain for many years just up the street.
But while this property nods to the town's history, it also represents an optimism about its future.
We're more confident than we've been in the past. We're very happy the state's involved in promoting tourism. We feel it's a good economic generator, it's good for jobs, and it's good for the community and also the economy. So we're feeling that the economy is starting to pick up. It's been a long road.
And next to Three Stories, visible from the balconies on the east side of the house, the concrete foundations for a second guest house, an indication that luxury travellers at least are bringing their dollars back to the Nutmeg State. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.